We are joined here in the media center with the Funny Car number one qualifier, Tommy Johnson Jr. His fourth qualifying pass of 3.879 seconds at 327.82 miles per hour secured the top spot. Tommy, this is your second consecutive number one qualifier, third consecutive number one qualifier, I apologize. Can you talk about your car during qualifying and just the confidence it gives you for Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, our car's been running so well as of late. You know, you come in the countdown and you got to bring everything you've got for all the races, and you want to perform at your best that you have all season. And we've done that except on Sunday. You know, we've had a good car on Sunday. We just have had an outstanding great car on Saturday and Fridays. And to come out here, go a 94, a 92, an 89, an 87. I mean, it's you go into tomorrow with a ton of confidence, you know. And if it wasn't for, you know, just a kind of a freak run in Charlotte first round, you know, spin the tires as soon as they hit the throttle, we're still not 100% sure why, you know. So just coming in tomorrow, I mean, after that it kind of was a letdown, so we came in here swinging, you know. It's like, well, the season isn't over, and let's go out here and put as many good runs as we can together and go out here and win the last two and see what happens. So I can't think it'd be any better than what it's been right now. So I love this place. This is one of my favorite racetracks on the tour. It's always good to me, and I love racing here. You feel good when you get here, and it's just I've been to the final and won this thing a lot of times, been many final rounds here, and it's just one of those races that you look forward to. So I'm excited about tomorrow. I mean, I don't know if I'll be able to sleep tonight. I want to get first round. Let's go. Let's do this.
Questions from the media?
Top 10 champs of Pope's. You're still 150 back.
That's not 160. You know, I mean, it's a long ways back, and it's a long, long shot, you know, but it's not about, I don't think it's about finishing first anymore. I think it's out of reach. It's, you can never quit, so I will continue to try. You know, you never know, things can happen. I said there was a miracle on ice once. It might be a miracle on a drag strip too, you know, so, but all we can do is go out and try to win the race. Win this one, win the next one, and, you know, run the best we run every run, and, you know, see if we can get as high as we can. I mean, there is a Dodge Hellcat online in our pit area, so at whoever finishes the highest out of all four of us funny car drivers gets a Hellcat for a year. So yeah, that's there's another prize, not only the championship, there's another prize there as well. So there's a lot of motivation yet. You know, it's not over till it's over.
Can you talk about your first qualifying run today and how you went to the top, but then the discussion that went for your second qualifying run today? Were you anticipating to go faster, or were you just testing stuff now for tomorrow?
Yeah, we went 89 today, and yesterday we ran 94 and the computer didn't work, and they were all mad, you know, we don't have any data. And they said, well, we're just gonna have to pick at it a little bit and try to make a little gain. We can't really go for it, swing bigs, we don't really know what went on. And I said, well, you didn't have any computer data before that Q1 and it ran pretty good, so just pick at it and see what happens. It went 92, and then we got computer data and come out today, and John says, there's more there, I know where to fix it, I know what we can do. And to run at 89 the first run today in a little warm conditions, and it was outstanding, you know. And it was funny, my dad texted me and said that, you know, that was great runs, keep that up. I said, I think we think we can go in 89, and it ran 89. And I got back and texted him and said, what'd I tell you? And he goes, oh yeah, well that's great. I said, we're gonna try to run at 87 the next run. And to go out, and as soon as I got turned the corner, I come out of the car and I said, what'd it go? And they said 87. I said, I knew it would, you know. And that's just how good a handle the guys have on the car. John's got such a handle on the tune-up right now that he can make a change and tell you what it's going to run, you know. And it's that's nice, it's fun, because it rarely happens. But our car is so happy and performing so well and so predictable that you know, he can almost dial in what he wants and it'll go right out there and run it. So it was nice. I told him I was going to do it, you know. So it's been kind of cool. I don't know what's going to run first round. That's up to him. That makes me nervous. I just got to drive.
Well, thank you and best of luck.